He wished on a dragon scale, and that's what started Dragon Tales. Around the room the dragons flew, but Emmy and Max knew what to do. They climbed on the backs of the dragon friends. Now the adventures never end. Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales, it's almost time for Dragon Tales. Come along, take my hand, let's all go to Dragonland.
To us, Max.
I found an even better one. Noisy books are the best.
Nuh-uh. Dragon books.
Maybe Quetzal will read them both.
I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons in a land apart.
Did you bring a book, Max?
Uh-huh. Listen.
Love it!
Hola, niños. Come, sit down.
I brought my favorite book.
Me too.
Read mine, please.
Mine first.
No, mine!
I'm glad you're all so anxious for me to read to you. But I am afraid I can't possibly read every book today.
Why not?
You got it!
You promised!
I know just the thing.
Wow! It's Quetzal's big storybook!
This isn't my big storybook, niños. This is my magic pop-up book.
Cool!
So, which story are you gonna read to us?
I am not going to read any of them.
Huh? No fair!
Oh, why not?
Because with this storybook, all you have to do is say the magic words, I imagine. And you can go into the book and make up any story you want. Try it.
Go ahead, Lord. Say the word.
You say it, Cassie.
Me? I think Emmy should.
Okay.
Wow.
I imagine.
Cool!
Enjoy your story, niños.
Where are we?
Inside Quetzal's pop-up book, I think.
But where's the story?
Yeah, and the pop-up stuff.
Quetzal said we can make up our own story.
Well, maybe we need to say what we imagine. Like, I imagine wildflowers.
Jungle adventure.
I was imagining a tea party.
Oh. Yeah, with lots of big stuff to eat.
Well, what did you think of, Ord?
A watermelon.
What about my jungle story?
We'll finish it later, after we run! We're trapped!
No, we're not. It's our story. We can imagine anything.
Oh, then I imagine nothing!
Ooh, that was close, but fun!
Let's start another story.
Okay.
We can't all go at once.
Emmy's right. We should take turns.
I'll start.
No! Oh, I got a good idea. Dragon berries should float through the sky.
Wait. We have to decide. decide who goes when.
I know. Let's pick numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Put him in here, Ord.
Okay, everybody take one. Hey, I got number one.
I'm second.
I got three.
I'm four.
I'm five.
Looks like I'm last. Which means I get to make up the ending.
You start, Zaki.
Okay, I imagine swinging at the playground. First, we have to buckle up. Now we can swing. Isn't this great?
I know. Let's imagine we're swinging really high.
Yeah,
definitely.
I like this.
Cool.
No problem. I imagine a spaceship. No fair. My turn comes before yours, Max.
Well, I'm Captain Max of Star Command, and I imagine we're going to outer space.
What's that, Max?
Dragon beetle aliens!
Beetles? This story's too scary! I imagine we're back on the ground!
Hey, my story's ruined! It's not your story, Max. It's supposed to be all of ours.
But we picked numbers, like Emmy said to.
Only we didn't go in order.
I guess we all got too excited.
No matter what we do, our stories keep getting all messed up.
What if we each tell a small part of one big story?
Yeah! That way it'll be easier for us to take turns.
And we can get all the way through the story.
Without any surprises.
But surprises are the best part of a story, and I love surprises!
Well, okay, but only if the surprise doesn't surprise me.
What should our story be about?
How about castles?
With knights in shining armor.
And a big bad giant!
Not too big!
And lots of dragons!
Of course there's gonna be dragons, Ord. You are a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're supposed to go last, Cassie, you can be the leader and tell us when it's our turn.
Okay. You start, Emmy.
Great. Everybody ready? I imagine once upon a time, there was a great big castle. Two very brave knights. One named Lady Emmy, and the other named Sir Max.
Hey, your story doesn't fit.
Shh, it's not your turn yet, Max.
Then the knights and dragons flew off to their castle.
Okay, now it's your turn, Max.
Good, because I imagine this suit fits me better. And I imagine this saddle's got super rocket boosters. So hang on!
Look! It's a fairy princess!
Uh-huh. Just the way I wanted her to look. And we're gonna save her from the big bad giant.
Why not a nice little giant?
You can make them little when it's your turn, Ord. I like big ones.
Fee-fi-fo-fum! I smell the scales of a puny dragon!
Oh,
what do you want?
Another story?
No! We want to save the fairy princess!
Well, how are you gonna rescue the princess, huh?
Maybe we can trade him something.
Yeah, and I know just what the giant likes. Music. Oh, can I go, Cassie? Good. I imagine
a drum set.
All around the dragonberry bush, the giant chased the wheezy. The giant thought it was all in fun. Pop goes the wheezy.
That was great. You can have the fairy princess if I can keep the drum set.
Deal.
How was your story, niños?
It was awesome!
Of course, at first we were all trying to tell stories at the same time, and it was kind of hard. But then, Cassie said we should take turns, so we did, and we made up a really cool story. Do you want to hear it? Huh? Do you, Quetzal?
Sí. Tell me all about it.
We went on the swing!
Take it easy, niños. One at a time, one at a time.
I wish to use this rhyme to go back home until next time.
Come on, Max. Let's go into our storybooks.
Yeah!
I imagine I'm a Wild West rodeo girl.
And I imagine I'm a duck driving a car with a fire engine chasing me through the bathroom and getting flushed down the toilet.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. Ready or not, here I come. You'll have to do better than that, Max. Nice try, little brother.
Hey, Max?
Yeah.
Idea. Let's hide in Dragonland.
Yeah!
I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons in a land apart.
Snow? Cool!
You're really cool! These will keep you warm.
Thanks!
Max and I were gonna play hide and seek. Maybe we could all play.
I like to hide.
And I love to seek! Found you!
How about everybody hides, and I count to 10? Great!
Okay!
Let's go!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. I know how to find Ord. dragonberries.
Dragonberries? Where?
Ha! Found ya!
No fair! Can I still have the dragonberries?
Sure!
Thanks!
Come on! Let's find the others!
I bet Zack and Wheezy are in this knucker hole.
I can't see anything.
I know. They'll never be able to stay down there when they hear this.
Nice going, Wheeze.
What can I say?
Come on! Let's help Max find Emmy and Cassie!
Huh? Nice try, Emmy. I know you're hiding inside that snowman.
Hey, oh. That's my nose. Give it back.
Ah! I found him. I found him.
You're too late, Max.
We already found Emmy and Cassie.
Not them. I found a real live snowman.
Stop exaggerating, Max. You know there's no such
thing. Hello.
A snowman.
That's our friend Chili from the top of Stickleback Mountain.
Hi, everyone.
Here you go.
Thanks.
How come you're not up in the mountains where it's chilly, Chili?
I'm looking for Nippy, my snow puppy.
Snow puppy?
Yep. He has a white snowy body and a snowball head, and his little icicle tail is always wagging. Thanks. Have you seen him?
Nuh-uh.
Not me.
No.
I haven't.
I'm so worried about him. If I don't find Nippy soon, he could melt into a puddle in this warm weather.
Just like Peppy, my Uncle Roberto's chihuahua. He leaves puddles all around the house.
Not that kind of puddle, Max.
Have you got a cold, Chili?
Nuh-uh. Snowmen don't get colds. We get warms. And I've got a bad one from being in the warm air all day looking for Nippy. Say, do you think you could help me look for him?
Yeah!
Sure.
Of course!
It'll be just like playing hide-and-seek! Wait! I have a super-rific idea!
What are you doing, Wheezy?
Looking for a special whistle.
What do you want a whistle for?
Well, 'cause dogs can hear whistles that kids and dragons can't.
You're making a mess!
I'm sure I have one that'll make Nippy zippy right back to us when he hears it. Here it is! Ooh, I just love whistles! They're so...
Hey!
Yuck!
Sorry, wrong one. Wait! I know it's in here! Got it!
No more whistles, Wheezy!
But this is the right one.
Let's just go look for Nippy.
Okay...
Hop on, Max!
You too, Emmy!
You can ride with us, Chili. Oh, boy, you're heavy.
Sorry, I guess I've been eating too many frozen dinners.
Whoa!
Maybe we should look over by the dandelion forest. Nippy just loves barking at the big dandelion flowers.
I don't see your snow puppy anywhere.
Let's go down and take a closer look.
We'll have a better chance of finding Nippy if we look in different places.
Nippy!
What's the matter, Wheezy?
It's just that I know if Nippy heard the right whistle, he'd come running. Only nobody thinks it's a good idea.
I do.
Well, I don't.
And my friends don't either.
Do they know as much about whistles as you do?
Wheezy has been collecting whistles since we were little.
Oh, I love whistles! I know a lot about them!
So?
So I shouldn't give up, should I? Hold it, everyone! I'm gonna try calling Nippy with my dog whistle.
Not again!
Don't worry, I'm sure this one will work.
It's not making any noise.
Nice going, Wheezy. You know Art is allergic to dandelion seeds.
Oh, but I didn't mean to.
That broken whistle's not gonna help us find Nippy.
It's not broken. I know it'll work.
No way.
We can't give up. If we don't find Nippy soon, he'll melt.
I know how to get Nippy to come back. Food! When he smells how delicious the sandwich is, he'll come running as fast as he can. And when he sees it, his tail will wag, and he'll want to bite so bad that he'll grab it in his mouth and chew it up in little delicious bites until he's eaten up every last crumb. That was good.
I hope you have another sandwich, Ord.
Whoops. That was my last one.
We better keep looking. Nippy!
Here, boy!
Nippy!
Come out!
Wherever you are!
Look! Wet puppy prints. We're getting closer.
He'll be nothing but a glass of water if we don't find him soon.
Come on! We can follow Nippy's trail!
No, we can't! Look! That spiny pine is licking up the footprints!
Oh, no! Now we'll never find Nippy!
Yes, we will!
Oh, not your whistle again!
We already tried that. It doesn't work!
Yeah!
It does, too! Oh, I know it's not broken. The dandelions heard it, and so will Nippy.
Come on, Wheezy. Give it up.
It's Nippy!
I don't believe it!
It worked! Wheezy was right!
You heard my whistle, didn't you, Nippy?
Oh, Nippy, you're okay. I'm so glad to see you. Thanks, Wheezy.
It's lucky I didn't give up my whistle idea.
We should have listened to you.
Yeah, you were right.
Sorry, Wheeze. Do you forgive us?
Well, of course I do! I just remembered, I have one more whistle.
What is that one called?
The Do-Re-Mi Birds.
Do. Mi.
Mi.
Fa.
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 Ti.
Do.
Terrific.
I wish to use this rhyme to go back home until next time.
Where'd you get that, Max? Wheezy loaned it to me.
I wonder if it works on regular dogs.
I doubt it.
Well, I'm gonna try anyway. Just like Wheezy.
Forget it, Max. It's not gonna...
Emmy wished on the dragon scale, and that's what started Dragon Tales. They climbed on the backs of the dragon friends. Now the adventure's next.